Okay. Now, you kind of touched on this earlier. You said the companies, we spoke about the companies that will struggle, the companies that will thrive, some restaurants that will thrive during this pandemic that is kind of, you know, have on the reverse side of the restaurant business. What are some companies out there that will thrive and why?
Yeah, you know, a lot of them are, again, fast food because of the affordability. So along with this pandemic, of course, has come the horrendous economic impact. We are in a recession, obviously seeing the impact on household income of job loss, as well as the uncertainty of the federal government support has made it more difficult. So, but people will continue to need dine out options. What they're going to do increasingly, though, is look for ones that are more affordable. So the most affordable continue to be fast food mostly. Mm-hmm. So they're well positioned relatively to do well. And those would be the large fast food names, you know. Some of the other ones that are doing well are the ones that have a fresher, newer concept, you know, that are appealing more to younger, more millennial kind of targets. Growing concepts like Sweetgreen and of course Chipotle and Chipotle has done an amazing job. They've actually thrived through this. I think their stock is at an all-time high now, and largely because they are so good not only at meeting the needs of millennial and younger generations, but also because of their digital presence, their ability to really deliver on that promise. So the Chipotles of the world, et cetera, will continue to do well. Casual dining is going to be really struggling. But the ones that are known for something, Olive Garden, Texas Roadhouse, Red Robin, they still have something. They're not just a bar and grill where you used to kind of go and socialize. You know, I mean, when I was, I'm going to say your age because you're a younger man than I am. But when I was, certainly when I was in my 20s, TGI Fridays was a cool concept to go hang out at. It's not anymore, you know, and it was never really known as for anything from a food standpoint. So I think you're going to see those that like an Olive Garden, like a Texas Roadhouse, like a Red Robin, who are really known for something, do all right through this as well. And then the last is the big experiential places like a Cheesecake Factory. I mean, people will still, when they come back out, they're still going to want the full experience. And whatever it is about a Cheesecake Factory, they do a heck of a job of delivering on that. So their biggest issue, of course, is that mall exposure. But people go to the mall to go to Cheesecake. So, you know, they'll hang in. But there's a lot. I mean, Bar Louie's gone. Trying to think what else. There's a number that have.
Bar Louie's gone? They
went bankrupt.
Wow.
Yep. They're out at Southlands here, and they opened, I don't know if they were open a year here in Southlands, they're gone.